In a world still struggling with gender inequality, how do we raise daughters who are empowered, confident, and prepared to challenge outdated norms? This question sparked a profound response that evolved from a personal letter into a global phenomenon. The 15 suggestions that follow offer not just parenting advice, but a blueprint for dismantling generations of gender inequality through how we raise our children. These ideas transcend cultural boundaries, speaking to universal truths about human dignity, equality, and the power of conscious parenting to transform society. Being a mother doesn't erase all other aspects of your identity. When we reduce women to just their maternal role, we perpetuate the harmful idea that childcare belongs primarily to women. Think about it. How often do fathers feel guilty about working? The double standard is glaring. Work, whether pursued for passion or practicality, deserves to be cherished, not apologized for. When mothers continue their professional journeys, they demonstrate that women contain multitudes. The pressure to be a traditional mother often comes disguised as well-meaning advice. Shouldn't you stay home with the baby? These questions, rarely directed at fathers, subtly reinforce limiting narratives. Perfection in motherhood is an impossible standard, breeding unnecessary guilt. Instead, embracing the messy reality of balancing various aspects of life teaches children resilience and adaptability. When children see their mothers pursuing passions while loving them fiercely, they learn that personal fulfillment and family commitment aren't mutually exclusive. This extends beyond personal choice to structural change. When fathers change diapers, cook meals, and handle school runs without fanfare, children absorb powerful lessons about gender roles without a single explicit conversation. Shared domestic responsibilities aren't just about fairness. They're essential for creating environments where children witness equality in action. The phrase "act like a girl" has long been used to limit behavior and aspirations based on arbitrary gender assignments. The absurdity is evident when we examine these expectations. There's nothing inherently feminine about liking pink or masculine about enjoying sports. Children naturally explore diverse interests before society imposes gender-based restrictions. Young children at play before socialization are simply curious humans discovering the world, until phrases like "girls don't do that" or "that's for boys" create artificial boundaries. Feminism Lite offers a watered-down version of equality that reinforces existing power structures. It suggests women deserve respect because they are our mothers, sisters, and daughters, reducing their worth to their relationships with men rather than their inherent humanity. This diluted thinking appears in statements like, "Behind every successful man is a woman." True feminism rejects such hierarchy, envisioning equal partnerships. The language of permission, such as "he allows his wife to work," wrongly frames women's freedoms as male-granted privileges rather than inherent rights. Teaching children that gender doesn't determine capability requires actively questioning societal norms. Children should learn practical skills regardless of traditional gender coding, preparing them for a world that values versatility over rigid specialization. Books are portals that expand horizons, challenge assumptions, and nurture empathy. When children see adults reading for pleasure, they understand literature as a source of joy and growth, not just an academic requirement. The distinction between reading for school and reading for life is vital. Encouraging reading beyond assigned texts helps children discover literature's intrinsic rewards, from compelling narratives to personal learning. Diverse reading develops cognitive flexibility and empathy. When children see characters who reflect their experiences, they feel validated. Exposure to different perspectives helps them understand experiences beyond their own. Language carries embedded assumptions that shape how we perceive reality and how children understand their world. Teaching children to question language empowers them to recognize and challenge hidden messages. Common expressions reveal cultural biases, like "boys will be boys," excusing certain behaviors as innate, or when assertive women are called bossy while men are praised as leaders. With young children, we can address these issues by simply highlighting unfairness. Why is it okay for him, but not for her? Children who learn to analyze language become more discerning media consumers, thoughtful communicators, and effective advocates for equality. The cultural narrative that frames marriage as a woman's ultimate achievement creates harmful imbalances. When girls internalize that their value depends on finding a husband, it impacts their career choices, self-worth, and relationship dynamics. Society's language reveals these biases. Bachelors are seen as independent, while spinsters face stigma. These distinctions reflect gender expectations that constrain women's choices and self-image. When marriage becomes the goal rather than finding a healthy partnership, women may accept unequal relationships out of fear of remaining single. This can lead to rushed commitments or staying in unfulfilling situations. Teaching girls their worth exists beyond marital status empowers authentic relationship choices. Framing marriage as one of many life paths, rather than the measure of female success, allows women to pursue partnerships from a foundation of confidence and self-knowledge. The goal isn't to discourage marriage, but to ensure relationships are entered freely and equally, without restrictive gender expectations. The pressure to be likable disproportionately affects women, pushing them to minimize achievements and soften opinions. This conditioning starts early, with girls typically praised for being sweet, while boys are commended for being strong and smart. Authenticity demands courage, especially when challenging expectations. Teaching children to value honesty over approval means showing them that kindness and truth can coexist, not encouraging rudeness, but supporting genuine expression even when it's not universally welcomed. Gender double standards persist in how assertiveness is perceived. Behavior labeled as confident in men often brands women as aggressive or difficult, forcing women to choose between effectiveness and likability. This pursuit of likability silences crucial perspectives. Women frequently withhold objections to inappropriate behavior or brilliant ideas to avoid being labeled oversensitive or too assertive. These self-imposed silences diminish both individual voices and the collective benefit of diverse viewpoints. Teaching children to recognize and reject compromised versions of equality prepares them to envision and create more genuinely equitable relationships and societies. True feminism is unapologetic in its demand for equality, not as a concession or favor, but as a fundamental right. It recognizes that half measures and conditional equality ultimately serve to preserve rather than transform existing power dynamics. Self-reliance transcends gender. By teaching all children practical skills and encouraging exploration across artificial boundaries, we prepare them for independence and adaptability. When children see their parents sharing responsibilities and pursuing their passions, they learn that personal fulfillment and family commitment aren't mutually exclusive. This balance of mirrors and windows in literature and life builds both self-confidence and broader understanding, preparing children to navigate an increasingly diverse world with empathy and insight. By encouraging reading, questioning language, and valuing authenticity over likability, we help children develop the critical thinking skills needed to challenge outdated norms and create a more equitable future.